The political dominoes have started to fall in this election season, especially when it comes to the state's 7th congressional district. Ed Pastor announced late last month that he would not run for a 12th term this fall. Today, State Representative Ruben Gallego resigned from the legislature in order to focus on the campaign. Another Democrat, County Supervisor Mary Rose Wilcox, is also expected to resign from her position, and State Senator Steve Gallardo says he too may step down from the legislature as he runs for the seat. Former Senate Minority Leader David Shapiro understands what those candidates are going through. 2 years ago, he had to decide whether to stay in the Senate as he ran in the primary for the 9th Congressional District. In a situation like this where it's clearly a Democratic seat, a safe Democratic seat, does it hurt the goings-on at the Capitol to have people who are ostensibly on the same team, in the same caucus in some cases, competing against each other in a primary?
Well, it certainly is a strain on their relationships with each other. Kirsten Sinema and I served for 6 years together in the state legislature, and we weren't just colleagues, we were friends. And I would say today are friends. We served on committees together, we worked alongside each other on many issues, and all of a sudden we're running against each other for Congress. And certainly it was a strain on the relationship. We've rebuilt that relationship and, you know, have become friends again, which is great. But it is difficult during that time frame.
What went into your decision to not leave the legislature? I mean, it seems like it's not a full-time job, but it kind of is a full-time job, especially during session. And at the same time, you're out trying to campaign for another office.
Yeah, I think there's a popular misconception about the legislature that it is part-time. It's part of the year. So there's part of the year that you're in session and part of the year that you're not. And while you're in session, it is a full-time job. It is a difficult decision, and you know, history shows that if you want to win the next job, a lot of times you got to leave the first one.
How much goes on behind the scenes of, if this person leaves leadership, I can do this. If this person decides to resign from the legislature, I can do this?
Oh, that definitely happens. And if you're not planning your next move and you're not thinking about it, the other guy is.
Is it weird to be a member of a caucus and then all of a sudden you have somebody new coming in, especially, and I say this respectfully, the Democratic caucuses generally are smaller than the Republican ones, so there are fewer of you to sort of know and get to know both professionally and personally. When you have one or maybe more new members come in the middle of the session, is it weird?
It definitely changes the dynamic. And when I was there my last term in the Senate, I was the leader of the smallest caucus in the history of the legislature, 9 members. And when Kirsten left and David Lujan came in to replace her, there is a dynamic change. It's certainly more magnified for a smaller caucus, as you say. When you have 9 members, that makes a bigger difference. When a 35-member caucus has a change like the House Republicans, I don't think it makes as big of a difference.
Do you sort of work behind the scenes to try to get somebody up to speed? Is it possible to get somebody up to speed in a couple of months?
Well, unfortunately, a brand new member who comes at the last second and has to vote, for example, on maybe their first day in office, they're going to rely a little bit more on what others are saying when they cast their vote.
David Shapiro was the Senate Minority Leader in the legislature. He also ran for Congress in 2010. David, thanks.
Happy to do it.
State government isn't the only place affected by runs for higher office. The Maricopa County Board of Supervisors will undergo dramatic change when Mary Rose Wilcox resigns to run to succeed Ed Pastor in Congress. Wilcox has been on the board since 1992 when, ironically, she took Pastor's place. Michelle Yehi Lee covers Maricopa County government for the Arizona Republic. She says Wilcox has continued to play a big role on the board, despite being the only Democrat on the 5-member panel.
The fact that she is a senior statesman and that she's been involved in politics on the local level for so long has brought more power than most people would expect from a lone Democrat on the board. The board tends to work together on most issues, so she's definitely been able to get things done, such as a lot of human service issues, public health, and those sorts of topics have been very important to her.
How does her departure potentially affect the role that Andy Kanasik's going to play, because now he'll become the senior statesman?
Andy Kanasik will be the lone incumbent, really, now. He and Mary Rose have served very important roles in the past year, mentoring the 3 new members and helping them navigate the world that is county government. So Andy will really be the only person who can give that institutional knowledge and be able to talk about how things have been done in the past and give guidance to the new members.
People might think of, let's say, the city of Phoenix. Huge city, has the city manager form of government. So members of the council are obviously important, but they also have to balance that with city manager. How does that work in terms of the power or the influence that the supervisors have? A lot of the chiefs of staff have been there for a long time. So if supervisors have something they want to do, how easy is it for them to have that influence and have that power for it?
At the county, it is a very administrator-driven place. Tom Manis, the county manager, runs the place. But ultimately, the supervisors, if there is anything they want to do, it usually gets done because they're the governing body of Maricopa County, the fourth largest county in the nation. And they set the budget for the rest of the elected offices. So they do have a lot of power, and everyone looks to the board for guidance, for priorities, for direction.
What's next for the seat that Mary Rose Wilcox has held for so long?
So after Mary Rose puts in her resignation letter, which could be any time between now and the end of May, really, the board will put out a call for people who are interested, and then they could go through an application process, or they could choose a different method because the time frame is so short. Her seat will be up for election later this year. Whoever is appointed to her seat has to run for re-election to serve the rest of her term through 2016. But the deadline to file to run for that seat is late May. So it depends when Mary Rose leaves. If she doesn't leave until close to that deadline, then the board is going to have to reassess how to pick the appointment and whether they run for the seat. All these things are being discussed right now.
Arizona Republic reporter Michelle Yehi Lee.